Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
People need to chillax.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
bomb, bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Get this week's dog out of here.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I need some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back.
Coming here, wrecking up shop.
Booty like.
You ever smell yours?
Not assy. This smells like a booty.
Got a girl named Uncle with a whole lot of junk. Damn.
I mean, look at that booty.
Chance and Real, where have you guys been?
Everybody. I love Chance's thuggish ways.
Great show. One of the great lines in reality show history. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. And here we sit. And I am at home. Not by choice, but by necessity. Because John Wallach and Joe Murray are inhabiting the Town Fair Tire studios at this moment. So, gentlemen, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Fred.
Joe is hurting a little. He's hurting a little.
I heard
morning.
Joe's playing a little hurt today.
Yeah.
He's the loon last night had a Galoon had a very special opening. And Joe, I heard that you were all about it. You were knee deep in the loon.
It was on. I'm biased, very biased, because I love the Galoon. Andy Wong's one of my best friends. But that was an outstanding event. It was invite only. And the place was packed. And the first guy I saw when I walked in was Dan Roach, and I was floored.
I would have been floored.
It was like I haven't seen him out in the event.
Whoa.
You know?
How does he get an invite?
I don't know. Maybe he asked. I have no clue.
Because I've never had any kind of, outside of one picture, I've never had anything to do with Andy Wong. So I would never have gotten an invitation.
I don't know. I mean, he just kind of said, hey, we're having a launch. Do you want to come on Thursday? And I said, okay. And
that's but he's one of your best friends. You've already said it. I mean, you've already bragged about that. I mean,
I've been there. I've hung out with the Kowloon crew. Did not get an invite.
I mean, I would love to hang out with you, Fred. We would have. I mean, I closed the place down last night. We would have closed it down.
What time did it end?
I left at 11:15.
Fred wouldn't have made it till 11:15.
No, I wouldn't have made it until 11:15.
No.
It started at 6, got there at 7, and they had the Platters, which is a great little group. It was outstanding. And then they played Motown music all night on the big screen, and it was fun times, man, at the Loon last night.
It was very crowded at the Loon. Not a lot of social distancing
the place
at the Loon.
Was packed. They were practicing it. We all wore masks.
At tables, at tables you were practicing it. But I saw a lot of photos where it looked like a dog pile. True or false?
I would say false.
Okay.
It was very safe. I felt safe.
John's trying to shut them down already.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, John, I mean, please, let the Kowloon have its day.
Kowloon's
I mean,
a fantastic place to go. Fantastic place to go.
Listen, they don't get enough free advertising on this radio station for a place that I've never been. This is why we all tune into the radio station. But, Joe, I'm glad you had a good time.
It was, Fred, I'm telling you, bring the kids up. So just real quick, they have a car hop. But what they did was they you know, you get like 50 spots if you want to like be a part of the car hop. And then from there, like you get to like take your chairs out and like sit like on like a patch of like turf grass. Well, instead what they did last night, because they wanted to put more people in, we parked in the stadium. Parked in the parking lot, sorry. And then walked in and they had it all set up in front of the big screen. So like they had like, you know, a couple of groups going beforehand playing music. And then they played the big screen once dusk came. And outstanding night, I got to tell you. It was better than I thought it was going to be. And I think if you're in the area, it's definitely worth going down for the food and the drinks.
All right. Well, there you go. From the man himself, Joe Murray, saying come down to the Loon.
And
a friend.
Real quick, there may have been a sighting last night.
Oh, yes.
Of a friend of the show.
Yes, that's right. It was
okay. Do tell, faster guy.
Hold on. No. Let's see. Let's see if he gets this. Fred, we were just talking about the 1 year anniversary of something.
Oh, really? It was Mark Jamelli?
No. Who is he with a year ago
town
today?
Is the Kowloon in?
Song. Oh, Tyler Faith. The adult film star from Saugus' own adult film star, Tyler Faith. She was there last night?
I believe there was a sighting last night.
Now, did you talk to her?
I did not, unfortunately, but some other friends of the program, I believe, did.
Now, can you tell me whom?
I believe one man named Bert ran into her.
She made out with my dad.
Bert Breer?
No, Bird.
B-I-R-D.
B-I-R-D. B to the R to the R to the D.
Oh, Bird was there.
He was there last night.
He was invited.
Bird arrived with me last night.
You took Bird.
Dude, what's the big problem here? What is the problem here? Would you want me to invite you? Let's go. I'll go tonight. I'll do it
Fred,
again, baby.
Fred, it was just another thing that he was involved with that we weren't invited to. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, yeah, I'm not
just another thing that he went to that he purposely excluded us from.
You guys want to go tonight? Let's do it. I'm ready. I'll rally. Two nights in a row, I'm in. Listen, let's do it.
My wife is out of town. I'm going to be all alone this weekend. Oh, I mean, I can do what I want.
It might rain tomorrow. It might be, oh, God, we can go somewhere. I don't know.
All right. Listen, I mean, I don't hear my phone going off at any point.
Honest to
mean,
God, Joe, seriously.
I mean, there's all this fun and shenanigans going on at the Kowloon.
Yet another party. Yet another party that you were at, Fred and I were at.
There were discussions of a Murray Mixer, too, inviting everybody. You know, once things settle down a little bit here, there's discussions to invite everybody to the Murray Mixer.
Now, that is a party at your house.
Yes, that would be a party at my house. Which we'll
what do you think things to calm down? You could have a party at your house today.
We could, yes.
Yeah, no one
yeah,
cares.
But it's the summer. You know, it's hard to make plans with people, and they already have plans. So that's why it's tough to, like, you know, lock in a date.
Yeah. Well, everyone's got so many plans. That's right.
Well, it's summertime.
Yeah.
That's right, and the living's easy, I got to tell you. So it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and that's anti-loon weather?
If you want to hang outside, I mean, I don't know if that's anti-loon weather, but listen, if you want to go, man, I am in. I'll rally. Let's do it.
Rally from where?
I got 4 or 3 hours of sleep.
Where are you rallying from?
I'm rallying from last night. Let's do it.
All right, so if I was to go to... Now, is this...
You should really be here to see this, Fred. You should see his face.
He's
should see the way he generally looks. You really need to see this.
Jim, I've been there 1,000 times, and I can't wait till 8:30 when the booze is finally out of your system, and then it really kicks in.
It's Friday, baby.
It has nothing to do with it.
No, it's. I'll tell you this, is that when that booze, because right now you're running on ethanol. Your body's still
the momentum is still carrying him. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. It's still. And then around 8:30, when that alcohol's out of your system,
boom,
blam. What do we
got going on today? By the way, are we gonna get any guests?
I think for you, we're gonna replay something.
Okay.
At 8:30.
Just 8:30. For you. All right, just perfect. For you.
Yeah.
Because when your body's done producing, getting rid of all the alcohol, and believe me, 8:30 is not a pretty sight. I've been there myself.
And even
friend.
Joe Murray sitting there.
Yeah, a little slower today.
Yeah, you feel all giggly and fun, and then your body just said, I've metabolized all this alcohol, and skaboom, there we are. And now you are living without it. And then your buddy goes, that's a bad.
I will tell you, though, the drinks were flowing last night.
No kidding.
Oh, man. It was
How about that?
It was a beautiful night.
Dan Roach? Did Dan Roach partake?
I didn't know. When I saw Roach, I was floored. It was like I walked in. It's like I hear Joe Murray. And I look over. It's Dan. And they're like, stop in my place. I'm like, whoa, it's Dan Roach. And I like came over and stopped what I did, went over to his family or whatever and said hello. And then I saw Jay Stu, of course. I had to,
come on. Of course you did.
Hey, we're at the Hop. I like the platters.
That's right. He got a poo-poo platter, Peninsula poo-poo platter last night.
What?
It's a poo-poo platter.
No, what kind?
Yep, see? That was some of the sounds of last night.
Yeah, the platters. It's where I'd like to put the heads of my enemies.
On platters?
Platters.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, I'm glad that. Now, were you having the. What do you call those? Like Tahitian drinks? What do they got over there?
Those Polynesian drinks. I had scorpion bowls last night.
Hey, you didn't mention Sarge. Was Sarge there?
Sarge was not there, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a passing in his family yesterday.
So. Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. Well, now we can't make fun of him. All right, very good. We will be back in a way to ruin the mood, Joe Murray. We will be back in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Sports Hub. This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed, it's Dutcher and Rich.
Hey, what happened last night? Nothing. Nothing happened.
Sounds about right.
I was trying to write headlines this morning, Fred, and I...
Yeah, if you're a sports fan, I can tell you in the Travelers Championship, some Canadian named Hughes is minus 10. Arsenal apparently beat some team.
No, Liverpool. Big win for Liverpool, yeah, Fred. Right. Won the Premier League for the first time in 30 years.
Well, good. John Henry can...
Yeah, John Henry.
John Henry and his wife could not tweet about it enough yesterday.
Well, listen, put that in the coffers. They are huge, huge soccer fans. So I don't really know quite honestly, gentlemen, how we're going to make it through this hour.
Well, I got talking
about sports. Okay. All right. You know what, Joe? You tee it up, and I'll. You know what I'll do? I'll do what I do.
Yeah,
I'll just knock it around. Yeah. I'll just knock it around.
That's the best part of this show is getting Fred's reaction to any story. So, John.
Yes.
Yesterday, I was on the show here with you guys.
Right.
And an announcement came out that the Hall of Fame game in the NFL was going to be canceled.
Right.
and that the
much to my chagrin,
and that the enshrinement. I'm pissed because I can't bet on it. But the Hall of Fame game and the enshrinement was canceled. So
it speaks to a bigger story, though, Fred. If you really want to go there, it honestly, the NFL has been. Roger Goodell specifically has been, oh, we're playing. Everyone's showing up July 28th. We're going to do training camps. We're going to do exhibition games, and we're going to play ball. We're going to hold the season on time. A lot of so-called experts were all a flutter on Twitter yesterday saying this could be the first step towards the cancellation of a lot of the exhibition season. There's no way the NFL can do business as usual. And meanwhile, Goodell is on the other side saying, nope, we're doing it. We're going all the way through, kind of like with the draft.
Here's the thing is that I don't know what they think is going to happen. I mean, you're aware of the consequences of what's going to happen. I mean, you're going to have the season and people are going to get the coronavirus and then you're going to play. There's no, you know, cure-all. There's no pill that's going to make this all go away. So if you're going to have the season, great. And people will get the coronavirus and you'll have to rest them. And it's going to be a season that's not normal and that people are going to be out. And maybe you'll be missing a few stars, but that's just the way it's going to be. It's ridiculous to me to think that there's a scenario where you can kind of get away with everything. Like, if you don't want to play because you're afraid someone's going to get the coronavirus, then don't play. But if you are going to play, be full aware of that people are going to get the coronavirus and then try to mitigate the damage as much as you can. This is the thing with all sports. They're trying to create these scenarios that just aren't going to work.
Some will work better than others. Like, yes, getting back to the NBA, that's going to work better than just about any other scenario you can paint. The NFL is not quarantining anyone. Everyone has to go to their own homes. Everyone is exposing themselves. Now, the question is, Fred, if you have the coronavirus sweep through a team and knock out 15 or 20 players, or a relative of one of these healthy players winds up dying because he or she gets the disease from the player. That's the problem.
Well, that's just life.
No, I understand that, but is the NFL has to figure out, are we liable for this?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
John, I am broadcasting from home today, not by choice. I am broadcasting from home because you and Joe are in studio, and they do not allow three people in the studio. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the way it is. My wife is flying out to Tennessee today. I hate to mention this, but my wife is flying out to Tennessee today to get her kids. And my parents are both 78. And, you know, if they got the coronavirus, they would be very compromised. But, I mean, it's just the way it is. I mean, I can't do anything about it. I mean, it's just the way life is now for all of us, including sports. So if sports want, I think that sports can safely play, but you just have to be under the understanding that there's going to be guys that get the coronavirus. Now, here is the positive of that, is that from what we know about the coronavirus, is that if you're young and healthy with no underlying physical concerns, chances are that it is not going to gravely affect you. Now, if you have a relative that you are in charge of. First of all, if you're a multimillionaire, I don't believe that you're like, you know, have like your grandmother in a closet or something. I mean, but say you did. Just say one of your kids is, you know, has an underlying condition, like Avery Bradley. Mm-hmm. Then you don't have to play. Then don't play. I mean, I support Avery Bradley 100%. I mean, don't play. That's his decision, and I think it's the right decision. It's a responsible decision. But I mean, there's no perfect scenario. I mean, we are going to get reports of people getting the coronavirus. I mean, we are. I mean, we've got it in golf. You know, caddies get the coronavirus. Okay, and then you got to go home. Fine. And people point to these things as, like with Tampa Bay, the Lightning. And they point to it and they go, oh, well, look at the Lightning got the coronavirus. Like, how many people, John, was it? Like four or five?
Yeah, somewhere in there, a little bit more. But yeah,
it's. All right, so whatever. So, but I look at that as, they tested them. They found out that they had the coronavirus and they shut the practice facility down. So, I mean, they handled that.
What if there is an outbreak on an NFL team and they have to close the building? Or they have to close their practice facility, you know, and where do these teams go? How do they have to arrange things on the fly? I guess It creates a lot of problems for teams that undergo something like this.
John, I understand that. But if you're going to have a season that you're going to have these concerns, I mean, there's just you're going to have to figure it out. I wish I had a better take for you.
Well, Fred, I think the NFL is thinking like you. Like yesterday, everyone tried to say, oh, the Hall of Fame game's canceled. This is the first hiccup. Well, the Hall of Fame game's been canceled many times over the last couple of years. Like an hour before kickoff, the turf wasn't right, so they didn't play. There was a lockout at one point, like years ago. The Hall of Fame game
But this situation is different. They canceled it for a different reason.
I get that. But what I'm trying to say is it's not the first, like, step. And there is still talks about canceling the first two preseason games. But I do think the NFL thinks, like, Fred, hey, this thing's full systems go. And if something happens, they'll figure it out. And, you know, maybe that's why they have 90 people at training camp. So you can only have 53 on the roster. And
they'll expand the rosters. And the thing is that, they're going to – stuff's going to happen. I mean, you've seen that with the sports that are playing now. Things are going to happen. People are going to get sick. And it's just the way that it is. And if you have a situation that there is a underlying condition with someone that is living in your home and that you have care over, then my advice would be to not play, and I would still pay the person because obviously it's beyond their control. But the idea that why am I getting the feedback? I'm getting feedback. In my headphones. In my phones. We get a little feedback. Is it my end? Am I broadcasting too loud? Is my voice?
Your takes are too hot.
Because I got this take right now that, people are going to get the coronavirus.
He's got the flamethrower working.
I don't know. Yes, exactly. I don't know if I've crippled the microphone with my incredible take that people are going to get sick.
I will say this, Fred, though. I just got a text from one Andy Wong who mentioned, yes, let's get Fred to the Kowloon, get him away from the mean streets of Newton. Can't wait to finally see him there.
There you go.
So if I get the VIP treatment from Kowloon from the Wong Master General, what are we talking about?
I'm talking your own table. No one's going to bother you.
Yeah, because that's a big problem.
You'll probably have your own waiter.
Oh,
whenever you want something, they will get it for you. It will be in especially drinks, and the food will be hot. Whatever you want, don't even be afraid. If you want to try three different things, you want sushi, they'll do it all for you.
All right. So I order like so much food that I don't even have to.
And then they'll box it all up for you. And
yeah, that car will smell fantastic on the way home.
And then I'm like, well, if you think I'm driving a Saugus, you're out of your mind.
And then the other thing is you could take some, like, Mai Tai mix or Scorpion Bowl.
Oh, here you go.
Bring that home. Put your own booze in it. Man,
That's right. It's just a hangover in a bottle. That's right. It can give you the little sugar that I can
have. I'm sensing Fred is not on board with this.
Listen, the loon sounds fantastic. It's just, it might as well be on another planet, though, because it takes me longer to get to Saugus than it does to get to Newport.
Not right now, though. Right now, no.
That's true. If you're ever going to go, now would be the time. You'll make great time going north.
I live 7 minutes from the Kowloon. I drive by on my way home every day. I get home in 34 minutes from Dorchester.
Really?
34 minutes, Dorchester to Kowloon.
Yep.
Now, you live in Saugus?
I live in Peabody, which is two towns over.
Okay. And you pass, and every time you pass by Kowloon,
I get a little nostalgic. I won't lie to you. I drive by and I'm like, man, I want some Saugus wings,
Now, the Saugus wings are wings that are just in duck sauce, right?
No. They're in a special family secret.
Fred, come on.
Of sauce that I can't explain that it's
ancient Chinese secret?
You can't divulge the recipe or you really don't know? Is that what it is?
It's a family secret. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. It's amazing.
Huh. It cannot be recreated, John. They've taken, there are people that have studied this for years. There's chemists that have come in and tried to ascertain what was going on.
Fred, there are certain things in life that you run across that are just unexplained by scientists. And this apparently is one of them.
What was the ad that said ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Was that a deodorant or a toilet paper?
No, that wasn't. Was that a deodorant?
No, I think it was for
laundry detergent,
yeah,
maybe?
Laundry detergent, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then the woman was very skeptical, and then she found out that it was indeed just a generic laundry detergent, and then she told the proprietor of the laundromat that she had one-upped him.
Calgon.
Calgon.
Calgon. That's what it says here, Calgon.
All right.
Well, no, what I mentioned to you guys, that maybe this was a thing growing up for me, so I was a kid when this came out, so maybe you guys were like, you know, this is in your heyday, whatever.
Oh, shut up.
All right.
Screw you, Murray.
I'm 38.
How old are you?
I'm 38, okay?
Okay. So
but let me just bring it up. Let me make my take, and then you can crap all over it, all right?
Why wait?
Do you guys remember OK Soda? It was like this drink that came out, and they were like, oh, you got to call this number to find the ingredients of what. I'm telling you, Lockhart must know. Someone my age must know this, but they came up with
your
this
age.
They came
so,
up with this,
so much younger than me.
Well, then, I don't know how you don't know about it. Then there was this drink called OK Soda.
I was alive. I mean, I was like 8 years. I mean, that doesn't. I wasn't exactly in a nursing home at the time.
Well, anyways, the drink was so good, and it was like, come to find out what the ingredients are, call the number, and you'd call the number, and I guess it was like every single flavor that Coca-Cola made into one drink, and that's what
all
OK
right.
Soda was.
Lockhart, do you remember OK Soda?
We got a shaking of the head. Thumbs down from Mike.
All right, young sickly Nick, Nicholas.
Nick,
you,
no, Nick, a shaking of the head from Nick. It no was, one.
Yeah, he's a man who slept in his own feces.
Which qualifies him for this.
He's a soda freak.
I played golf.
Oh, how'd that go? Yeah.
I was fine. I played golf on Wednesday, and it was a guy that I'm friends with and another guy, and the guy was like kind of aware of what I did, like he's like, is there a guy in your show that sleeps in poo?
That's what he took away.
And I'm like, oh yeah, because you know how people are, they don't listen.
Yeah,
like, you know, they're just like briefly tune in, and there's like, wasn't there some guy that sleeps in poo? And I'm like, oh, that was Chuck Sickly Nicholas. Yes, he sleeps in his own feces. And then he's like, yeah, that was weird. And I'm like, and he's like, why does he do that? And I'm like, I don't know. He's just a weirdo. He's like sleeping his own poo.
I just heard Nick laugh through the glass.
Nick.
I swear to God that happened.
Now we're getting phone calls. Well done.
About OK Soda?
No, I think this discussion has driven it for some reason. I don't know why.
Well, if we get phone calls, I'll tell you.
It'll be Christmas.
I could use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy goes, don't you have someone who sleeps in poo?
Did you, like, laugh out loud? Or were
you just like, oh, Nick. I'm just like, what am I doing with my life?
Then yesterday you had a guy ask you, are you guys the show that plays the fart noises?
Yes. That's right.
Yeah. And that was the same day, different guy.
Oh.
And they're not, like, being dicks either. Yeah. Like, they're, like, being nice. And they're like, oh, yeah, you have the show. But what was the deal with that guy that was farting all the time? Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that was the yes, that's that was Antonio Brown. And they're like, who's Antonio Brown?
So they're kind of looking at you like you're this strange animal in the zoo. You know, they've stumbled upon a unicorn. And they're looking
I'll
at
tell
you.
I'll tell you what they're doing is that they are they have they were aware in passing that I was a member of the club, and they thereby when the radio happened to be on, they like might have like paid attention for 10 seconds, and then they've, of course, if you hear 10 seconds of the show, there's going to be poo or farts, so that's what they took away from the thing. And they're not being dicks or being dismissive. They're just like, wow, yeah, you're the one who has the guy that sleeps in poo.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, young sickly Nicholas. He loves it. He can't get enough. He enjoys sleeping in his own feces. I'm like, what do you want out of that? And then his wife's got this whole fetish.
Not married yet, Fred.
By the way, did you get the RSVP for the old wedding?
I haven't gotten it. No, interesting.
No,
I'm just not getting invited to anything. My God,
it's going to be in October.
You think that little of me, Nick?
October of next year. I mean, why not? I mean, why not? I mean, they might as well have it tomorrow.
My God. All
just
right.
Just a mere year and a half away from the nuptials for young Nicholas. So
Oh, Nick, I like that you waited to see if I die.
All right. Well, listen. We're the show that plays the farts and has the boy that woke up in his own poo.
We're the show. You sounded like Casey Kasem just then. We're the show that plays the farts.
Yeah. Listen, if you think farts are funny, and like people broadcasting from their upstairs at their house,
just hang around, man.
Just hang around. We got farts. Is today the least amount of sports that's ever happened in the history of the world?
I swear to God. How long have we been on? It's only been 34 minutes. I mean, it seems like 4 hours.
There's like nothing that happened.
I do. That's what happened when I walk. I'm like, guys, I didn't watch a thing last night.
No.
And nothing happened at all.
Nothing's happened for the last 3 months. Why today?
Yeah, but there was something like, like there's some news that something was baseball was going to be dumb or something like
baseball
that.
Baseball has figured it out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look, Vancouver's out. I mean, for the NHL. I mean, small, tiny
news.
Things. I know. It's nothing.
Well, coming up, there's an hour on why Vancouver's out for the NHL. We can call Rich and he can cry
and
about
why Nick didn't
NHL.
Invite me to his wedding. We can discuss that.
No. Because he had to remind me that I owed him money. I asked him to remind me that I owed him money for taking care of the cat.
Ah.
But much to his chagrin, if the coronavirus has kept me many, many, many miles from the station, which I was actually enjoying coming into the station, but then this cruel virus has taken that away from me.
There's an electronic way to send money, Fred.
I don't like that stuff.
You're like me. Okay, you just work in cash.
You know what? You know why I don't like PayPal? Is because they're constantly phishing schemes for it. Do you guys get those?
No. I use Venmo often, but...
Like when it's like fake PayPal emails and they ask for your information? Yeah, it's too much phishing for me. Phishing, if you guys don't know, is tech term for trying to get the best out of you. But, I mean, some of us don't roll that way. Some of us just roll our own way. All right, well, we'll be back. Here is Joe Murray with everything that happened in sports. So hang on to your hat for 5 seconds.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. HelplineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
I am rather confused.
Toucher and Rich.
What the hell is going on?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Relax yourself, girl. Be set to man. 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 Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized with your black hair and your fat thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian.
My name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Do the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town.
You got DVD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. The sections on my mind pulled the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop rhymes cause you couldn't relate.
One of the great lines in rap history by Fife in that song. Would anyone care to know what it is?
I'm drawing a blank, Fred.
But soft on your couch like you got Siemens furniture.
Oh.
Nice.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yes.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And I will take a pull from my Diet Dr. Pepper in honor of that.
Oh, that's my favorite diet drink by far.
You know what they don't have now at the station is the little market down there with the sodas.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that. I was very upset.
It's just a lazy guy. I mean, there's no reason health-wise why you couldn't have the market going down there.
It's true. I agree with that.
I mean, what do you got to
lose? What are you too dumb? There's no deliveries. There's nobody coming in here that doesn't work here. That's why you guys haven't been here for 12 weeks. There's no market deliveries, Joe.
Here we go.
There's been a box of stuff that comes in here, though.
Well, Dan, I have to say that there's no reason that there shouldn't be if there was a entrepreneur who wanted to sell his wares.
Mm-hmm.
That now would not be a good time to do so at the station.
No, absolutely not. Unless you want to leave things out on the sidewalk, out in the parking lot.
Do we have a guy at the front desk?
No.
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 So they've just given up.
Yes.
I mean, there's lots of boxes.
There's nobody
mail.
Here.
There's
there are boxes
mail for you down there, Fred.
I know. Seriously, there are boxes like 8 miles high. There's no one does.
So they've just like we're not opening.
Correct.
No, and people are not coming into
they're,
the lobby.
There are big
either.
Signs. No. You know, you've been
no,
in here. You know
I've
that.
I've been to the station. Believe me, I enjoyed it. The big 3 days, I could do it. All right. Well, the Jets have, of course, they drafted a player in the first round that everyone said was the best player in the draft, named Jamal Adams, and now Jamal Adams is going insane, even though they have control over him for 3 years, and he wants his money. Manish Mehta hates Adam Gase. And Burt Breerwill can tell you all about it at 7 o'clock, but here is Manish Mehta talking about this
situation. Publicly, Joe Douglas
him.
Has said this offseason that he wants Jamal Adams to be a Jet for life. Privately, neither Joe Douglas or anybody affiliated with the Jets has actually offered Jamal Adams a contract. So you got to kind of pick what you believe. Do you believe that this general manager and this organization want the player for eternity, or do you believe what is actually transpired behind the scenes, which is all that talk is great, but where's the offer?
Yeah, which is, why would I pay him? I have him for 2 years plus a franchise. Why would I give him money right now? What, so he doesn't get on Twitter?
Yeah, Manish also went on to say that the Jets are using the pandemic as a red herring. They're putting the story out there that Joe Douglas has been hamstrung by the organization. He's not allowed to spend money because money is very tight at the moment. The organization has lost money. We all know that's crap.
But would you pay Jamal Adams right now?
No, of course not. He's got three. They have 3 years of control
yes.
on him. There's no way in hell you
Why?
Pay
he,
a safety.
A
you don't pay a safety $15 million a year, at least a year and a half before you have to. Of course
exactly.
not. I agree. I couldn't agree more. But it's interesting. I mean, obviously, Manish has an agenda. We've talked about it on this program.
He hates
Gates. I know. And we'll talk about it with Burt when he comes on at 7. But I mean, I just find it interesting how the Jets feel the need to dance around and sidestep and kind of put it out there that, well, Joe Douglas can't spend any money right now. They have cap room, but they don't have money to spend, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, I mean that,
but,
and that's
what
a bunch of nonsense. Oh, I know that, but that's a bunch of nonsense. I mean, the truth of the matter is you have one of the best players, if not the best player at his position in the league, but he's a safety.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's what I mean.
I
think the Cowboys are the destination. And you know, I
will tell you this right now, Joe. He will never in his career play for the Cowboys.
Well, listen, I know everybody wants to play for the Cowboys.
No, but he grew up there. He wants to play.
No, yeah. I understand that. But Joe Douglas, in a million years, would not. Joe Douglas would not trade him to Dallas because remember when I told you guys about the Earl Thomas. When
yes.
Earl Thomas
yes.
wanted to go to Dallas, Dallas opened up at a first-round pick. And then, who was it? Kansas City said, mm-hmm. we'll give you 2 seconds. And they went and they were going to take the 2 seconds. And then Earl Thomas broke his leg. You can't. Joe Douglas cannot move him to Dallas under any circumstance.
So
can he move him?
The talk on the street is that if he did go to Dallas, The Jets are better off trading Adams if they can get a primetime tackle. And Dallas has that. If they can get Lael Collins or somebody like that, because they tried. They got laughed at when they asked for Zach Martin. And the Dallas Cowboys offensive line is, like, legit.
No, I know.
And if they can,
that's
if,
how they built the team, right?
But that's what I'm saying. If you could trade Adams and get a Lael Collins.
Is that a left tackle?
I think it might be their right tackle.
Yeah, he's
their right tackle.
Of course. Other than a safety, yeah. And I have a franchise quarterback.
I'd do that deal all day if I'm the Jets.
Yes, absolutely I do that deal.
And it helps the Cowboys because they have to sign Dak long-term at some point. You know, they already locked up their other tackle.
Enjoy Jamal Adams with his five tackles.
But what I'm saying, though, is he gets 3 years left of team control. That means you could probably lock Dak up at some point to a long-term deal, and save money not paying your offensive line.
How stupid would it be to give up a premier lineman for a stupid safety?
Well, I think for the Cowboys' sake, it might be better because they need that help on defense.
Right.
That's been their issue, is secondary help. Well, so if I'm the Cowboys, yeah. I make that deal 10 times out of 10. And again, you're giving up a prime tackle, which, you know, isn't hard. But I think that line could be fine without him, personally.
Okay. Well, I'm not overly – I just know that Dallas built around their line, the interior line for both sides.
It's all about Sam Darnold at this point. You got to protect him.
That's right. That's why Joe Douglas – it's all new offensive line this year. They got the kid from the kid who's 7'2", 575 pounds, that they got from University of Houston.
Oh, the guy who pushed that truck up a hill. Is that the guy, right?
Yeah.
Mekhi Becton, is that the guy?
Him and his dad, oh my God, you see that
very
draft?
Large. Very large.
What a big boy.
Very large. Yeah. Oh, and by the way, Jamal Adams, the six teams he said he'd go to. Four first place teams, Dallas and Seattle.
Just the Ravens are not shocking
about if you take a look at all the teams he wants to go to.
I just like that he made a list. That's cute.
Yeah.
Make your little list. You're not going anywhere, but fine. Make your list. Now, if a team wants to trade a starting right tackle for you, yes, I'm taking that deal. I'm taking that deal from the Jets.
Yeah, Collins, you mentioned Collins. He's in his mid-20s, right?
He just got re-signed a year ago.
No, I mean, but the point is he's not 30 or 31.
I mean, he's
got a lot of tread left.
Just got his second contract.
So, yeah, he's 25,
26. Plays right tackle. They already have their left tackle locked up.
Yeah.
Zach Martin's going to be there for a while. They had a draft well at that position. I just think it makes the most sense for Dallas and for the Jets.
Yeah, because the Jets have their left tackle, they think, in the kid that they just drafted.
Exactly, and he's going to be cheap.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And then you have your right tackle. And so, yeah, I'm all for that. Good thinking, Joe. I was unaware of the prospects of that happening.
And by the way, the Manish Mehta stuff that's coming out here, he hates Adam Gase. Like, I know we talked about this yesterday, but, yes. I think he's like, I wonder if there's fans that back Mehta. Like,
of course there are.
Oh, yeah, we got to get this Gase guy out of here, man.
Of course there are. How many fans want to get rid of Adam Gase? Many, I would imagine.
Mehta is very good friends with Burt, and Gase screwed with Mehta. And then, because Mehta was a big Gase guy. Like, he was on the side. He's like, oh, you got to get this offensive mind in, and he's going to work with Sam Darnold, and da-da. Because Mehta is very, he's all in on Darnold. And so when Gase pissed him off, it went 180, and he's just like, I hate it.
I just love the fact that Mehta is what he is and just doesn't give up. He just keeps going. He doesn't stop in the face of anything. He's great like that.
Yeah, I mean, do any of us think that Adam Gase is going to be the coach of the Jets in 2 years?
No.
No.
Of course not.
Of course he's not.
No.
Better off giving the job to Greg Williams.
Well, I mean, he's turned down about 60 job offers, right? I mean, we found that out during Hard Knocks. Dozens of people want him.
Yeah. I guess Adam Gase is a brilliant X's and O's guy, but he...
has trouble relating to his players?
I think that he's almost on a spectrum, is what I've been told, it just has trouble dealing with people. It doesn't compute with him. Like, he's, got a photographic memory and all this crap, but then he can't deal with people.
That bodes well.
Ryan Tannehill did pretty well without him, though, Get him out of Miami.
I always liked Tannehill. Is that right? Am I telling tales out of school?
No, you were on Tannehill, and he was exceptionally mediocre for the entirety of his Miami career and then was thrown on the scrap heap. He was a backup in Tennessee, and he was given a chance and succeeded for half a season. He got his contract.
Whoa. I never said he was going to be great. I just said that he was going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
Did you or did you not say he was going to be better than Russell Wilson?
I might have. I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay.
I've talked a lot of crap over these.
Let's find that audio.
Yeah, sure. Good. Good luck. Good luck finding that audio.
I got the nod from Lockhart. He's on.
Yeah. Well, Mike can get on that. He can get to the big page where it says when Fred said Russell Wilson.
Hey, you're a movie headline maker, my friend. A lot of people listen to
the
you.
The Titans took Tannehill over Tom Brady this year, so. You know, they could have had Tom Brady.
I'd rather have Tannehill over Brady.
If given that opportunity, I would have taken Brady over Tannehill because you want it. Brady will give you the opportunity to win a championship. I don't think Tannehill will. Now, the downside of that is you're going to need another quarterback in 2 years.
Right.
But if you want to win a championship, and we all saw how close Tennessee was to going to the Super Bowl last year, I think you take Brady over Tannehill.
Argument could be made both ways. How's that?
Okay.
How's that for a hot take?
I think that's spectacular.
That's how they tell you how to do it in a sports radio school.
Sit on that fence. Nice job.
just take a seat on the fence.
Yep.
Let your feet hang down. All right, we will talk to our friend Bert Breer, and apparently he will be on a phone that sucks, and we will do that in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finished Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.